Let's talk a bit about our top story this morning, and this is something you'll, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know all about. And if you're a new listener, let me introduce you to the story. It's also the front of the Mail this morning as well. Injustice of the elderly forced to sell their homes, and it's something we've been banging on about for some time. And today, a new report out says that the elderly shouldn't have to sell their home in order to pay for elderly care. And you heard it in the news there with Fiona at 7 o'clock. And joining me on the line now to give his reaction to the new report that comes out this morning that says means testing should be scrapped and that people shouldn't have to sell their homes is Steve Squires. Now, Steve is the son of a Dorset man who won a case to get compensation for nursing home fees paid 3 years ago. And he was on the programme only the other week saying, well, actually, the law is already in your favour. You shouldn't have to sell your home anyway. Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Julian.
So presumably you wake up this morning and think, well, hold on a minute, why do we need a report to tell us what we already know?
Well, exactly. Yes. I described it as crap. It doesn't say anything at all. I mean, the law is already there. All we require is for the authorities to obey the law, and they're not. They're flouting the law completely, riding roughshod over it.
The King's Fund, and just to clarify that, and you've just used that colourful expression to describe the report, is recommending that what we've been talking about on the show. But do you think that actually having a report like this, for those who haven't actually got their head round at all, will actually be another way of making things happen? Do you see what I mean? So although I take your point that it's just saying what you think is already the law, it's another nail in the coffin of the whole system.
Well, yeah. I'd like to correct you there, Julian. It's not what I think is the law. It's what the Court of Appeal in the Copland case decided was the law.
Indeed.
In the Grogan case, they decided what the law was, is, always has been. The Law Society, in their presentation to the Parliamentary Select Committee, stated exactly what the law is. Yeah. And if they don't know, then who does?
And I didn't know whether you knew, but our legal expert, Michael Vincent, came on the last show you were on and said, it's illegal. It's illegal already. And therefore, so this is all, I mean, is it a farce then today? This will be making a lot of the news. It's the top story that telling us what we already know.
Well, it's pointless. I mean, what they should stand up and say is, when is the government going to obey the law? I mean, Nicola McIntosh was on the Panorama programme recently who said just that. Why doesn't the government obey the law? I mean, it is government behind this that they are they're cooperating with the National Health Service. I mean, the National Health Service cannot and do not charge for care, so they offload people onto social services, and they then charge them under the National Assistance Act. I mean, they are only supposed to recover costs under the National Assistance Act for people who they've assisted who are in need of accommodation and sustenance. Mm. Well, they've just bent it. That doesn't apply at all. They're not recovering it. They're taking it away from their confiscating people's property and assets right from square one.
Last time you were on the show, Steve, again, I had lots of response, lots of stories from people who are angry. And I think one thing that's come out of it, and I know you feel strongly about this, is that it should be retrospective.
Yes.
Tell me what you think about that and how far back it should go.
To 1948, when the Health Act established that care should be free to every citizen. I mean, there is no doubt about that. When I started my campaign, I got a copy of the Act and read it, and it's tediously boring, but that's what comes out of it. I did this under some legal guidance or guidance from a lawyer, and it's perfectly clear that the Act states that care shall be provided free at the point of delivery.
Would you say to someone who therefore had to sell their home years ago, is it worth fighting that?
Well, yes. I mean, there is no reason why they shouldn't recover the current market value. They can't say, oh, well, they would have sold it in the meantime. That's idle speculation. That everybody who has been unlawfully compelled to sell their property should be reimbursed the full current market value of that property back to 1948. All right, it costs the NHS billions, but then so be it.
Now, and that's the issue, and I suppose you and I have discussed that before, and you just say so be it. Do you think they could change the law to stop it being retrospective because they couldn't afford it?
Well, they would, you know, probably destroy the NHS in the process. I mean, you cannot just say, well, we can't afford it, when they've committed a crime. If you and I committed a crime, we could be hounded to the end of our lives and perhaps beyond, or our estate would, if we had defrauded somebody. I mean, if the tax man discovers that you haven't paid your whack way back 40, 50 or 60 years, he can still come down on you like the proverbial ton of bricks.
Steve, before I let you go, the other thing I wanted to ask you, the main suggestion from the report that's getting a lot of publicity is the partnership model, where basically you'd pay into some kind of fund to upgrade your nursing home care. So, you know, like hotels, we'd all get three-star care, but if we want to be in a four-star or five-star nursing home, we put in extra money through our working life, and then the state would match you pound for pound for the better accommodation. What do you think of that idea?
It's rubbish. The law is that the care should be provided by the NHS free at the point of delivery. If the primary need is a health need, then the care must be provided by the NHS free at the point of delivery. Since the last programme you did, Radio Solent programme, and since the Panorama programme, I'm being inundated with emails from people asking for assistance. I've got 30, 40 emails I'm still to try to answer this morning, and I'm saying the same thing over and over again. Mostly directing them to our website. I don't know if I can give it.
Yeah, of course you can. Every time you come on, Steve, you're welcome to give that out. So do you want to give it again?
Yes, it's the W's, of course. NHS Care, all one word, .info. Very easy to remember.
Yeah.
So it's 3 W's .nhscare.info.
And I'll give that out again later in the programme.
If people like to go to that, they can then look at my page on that site and where I've tried to explain all this. I mean, some people have a bit of trouble getting their head round it, but the latest thrust I'm using is to point out that the social services are acting completely unlawfully under the National Assistance Act, which doesn't allow them to do what they are doing, but they just ignore it. And there is another little ramification of this that I've come across recently, where people who hold power of attorney have been bypassed by social services, and they've put legal charges on property without even bothering to tell the person who holds power of attorney. Power of attorney.
Outrageous.
There are several cases of this, and this is unlawful, totally unlawful, and I want to know what the Court of Protection are going to do about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Steve, I feel another show coming on. You know our audience are very into this subject, and they've been calling in their numbers to support you. Thank you for coming on the programme this morning, and I suspect you'll be amused when you see the Daily Mail this morning, mate, because there it is. They've now launched a campaign. The Daily Mail campaign, Dignity for the Elderly. I think we got there first, didn't we? Thank you very much indeed, Steve. Lovely to talk to you. We'll speak soon. Bye-bye. Steve Squires, he's been campaigning. He's been on this programme for, a couple of years now, and he's back on today to react to the King's Fund. He did use that rather colourful expression to describe the report this morning, because basically he's saying, well, it's already the law. Why do we need to have a report this morning to tell us what we already know? If you want to go to his website, nhscare.info is what it is. And we will come back to that subject at a future date. If you've got case studies you want to tell me about, I can pass them on to the production team and to Steve, and we can talk about it the next time we return to this. My email address is julianclegg@bbc.co.uk. My phone number is 0845 30 30 961. The text is 07786 200 961. Or if you want to send a letter, 13% of people still do, it's Julian Clegg, BBC Radio Solent Broadcasting House, Southampton, SO14 7PW.